An inauguration is a moment for gestures of unity, a time when leaders typically appeal to set aside partisan divisions. But those divisions certainly exist, and how well President Obama manages them will be one measure of his presidency. We wondered how today's speech and the advent of the Obama administration look to a GOP political pro, so we've asked one of the best we know, Republican media consultant Mike Murphy, who joins us from Culver City, California. Hi, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
To what degree do you think the politics of the country have been rewritten or redirected today?
Well, I think politics are pretty much eternal. So I think it's an evolving thing. I'm not sure it's really changed. What's happened is that President Obama now has more political power than any recent new president. He has overwhelming majorities in both houses. He has a country behind him, and I think on a bipartisan basis, he has everybody wanting him to do well. And I think he's been very, very shrewd in moving to the center to try to grab all that and now use that political capital to get a lot of stuff done. So time will tell to see if his successes are really going to be beyond the normal amount of the success a president has in their first 6 months.
But before looking ahead, I'm just wondering what you made of the look back in the speech. Mr. Obama thanked President Bush personally, but he was at least implicitly scathing about Mr. Bush's policies on the economy, on detentions. "We are ready to lead in the world once more," he said, saying we haven't been leading so far.
Well, I think it was an impressive speech because it both reinforced the themes that he ran on, the themes of change, the themes of a new approach, but also tried to unite the country in a common purpose, and most importantly, reminded people, I like the phrase, an era of responsibility, that it's not going to be easy, that he's going to ask for sacrifice. And I think the big question is going to be not looking backward to rehashing the fights of the campaign, but will the American public accept the reality of responsibility as easily and happily as they have accepted the rhetoric of talking about responsibility? That is going to be the acid test of Obama. When it gets tough, are people going to like what he's doing and support him? And I thought the speech set the table perfectly for that. He's controlling expectations.
Do Republicans have a coherent rebuttal to President Obama?
Well, I think we're a little muddled now, frankly. I mean, we know we lost, and we want to be part of the solution. We also don't want to completely abandon our ideology of smaller government. And a lot of what Obama's talking about will increase the size of government. So I think you will see a working bipartisan partnership with Republican pressure to question excess, to question speed and rashness in some of these policies. So I think we can be a constructive break on parts of it without being implacable, pure partisan, you know, opponent.
Well, thanks for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
It's Mike Murphy, Republican media consultant, speaking with us from Culver City, California.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.